time for World Sport from the BBC with me, John Bennett. Coming up, we consider the issue of safety at the World Cup after a radio station claims it breached security at several airports, but South Africa police say it will be a safe tournament. Heartbreak for the German captain Michael Ballack. An ankle injury rules him out of the World Cup. And can England's cricketers take their winning mentality into the Ashes series? But first, with less than a month to go until the start of the World Cup finals, the organisation responsible for security at South Africa's airports has ordered an investigation following claims by a local radio station that they managed to smuggle weapons onto domestic flights. AXA is looking into allegations that reporters from the programme Eyewitness News were able to breach security at several airports over a period of 3 months. One of the reporters, Mandy Wiener, told me what they did.
What we decided to do was, obviously, in the run-up to the World Cup, we realized that there would be literally hundreds of thousands of people from around the globe coming and using our airports in South Africa. So we decided to test security. And what we did is we put illegal items on the hand luggage of Eyewitness News team members and flew them out of airports at host cities and also at popular tourist hubs. And in more than half of the cases, we were able to breach security. We were able to get items such as steak knives, scissors, syringes, screwdrivers, razor blades, and in one instance also we put fake explosives on one of our team members. So essentially what this was salt and green water, but labeled as two products which if mixed together could effectively bring down an aeroplane. So the items were picked up, but security guards didn't notice that they were potentially explosive.
Did you then contact AXA, the airport's firm who are responsible for security checks? Did you actually confess to what you'd done? And if you did they come back to you with any response?
Yeah, we did confess. We owned up and we gave them the pictures, the evidence of what we had done. And what AXA said is that they're very confident about security measures. They believe that their staff are really well trained or a world-class standard. They believe that they have the best possible technology. Their X-ray machines are globally accepted. And they believe that, you know, while they acknowledge that we did breach security, they say this is very rare. It's not something that happens very often because they estimate that around 700 prohibited items are confiscated on a daily basis in airports across the country. And they did take me on a tour of security at O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg. They showed me the evidence of this, the bins, which were filled to the brim of scissors and knives and all sorts of things that people keep in their hand luggage. So confident that they've done enough to secure passengers during the World Cup.
Do you think people should be worried about security ahead of the World Cup?
No, I don't think that people should be worried to the extent that the media may have perceived security concerns around South Africa. I think that certainly it's at the forefront of organisers' minds, it's at the forefront of just generally security agencies in the country. And just from first-hand experience, it does look as though security officials at the airport really are increasing security ahead of the World Cup. They're working together with the police, with all sorts of agencies. But while our investigation has shown otherwise, I do think that generally security certainly is tight enough.
Well, South African police have been trying to reassure fans that the country will be safe during the World Cup. A special parade has been held on the streets of Johannesburg to highlight the efforts that security forces are making. It comes on the day that Iraqi security forces were reported to have detained a Saudi national suspected of planning an attack on the World Cup in South Africa. And the Minister of Police, Nathi Mthethwa, says they are ready.
Whilst no country can stand boldly and pronounce that it is immune from terrorism, what becomes critical is, should such an act occur, how do we respond? What makes us even more alert in our security planning is that South Africa will be hosting the whole world and therefore will take no chances. Knowingly, terrorists are in their common nature obsessed with making their selfish actions recognized by targeting international events. We shall spare neither strength nor effort in ensuring the safety of all citizens and visitors.
Meanwhile, Germany's World Cup hopes have been dealt a massive blow with the news that their captain, Michael Ballack, will miss the tournament through injury. A scan in Munich revealed that the Chelsea midfielder tore ligaments in his right ankle in Saturday's FA Cup final, following a challenge by Portsmouth's Ghanaian player Kevin Prince-Boateng, who was born and raised in Berlin. This was the reaction of the German national coach, Joachim Löw.
Darüber sind wir natürlich alle auch sehr, sehr traurig. Meine Michael Ballack, das ist...
We're very sad about this. Michael Ballack is a very important player for us, our captain, and of course a world-class player who played a very important role in all the important games. We were sad and shocked this morning.
The Bayern Munich playmaker Frank Ribery has lost his appeal against a three-match ban and has been ruled out of Saturday's Champions League final against Inter Milan. Ribery had appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport following his sending off in the semi-final first leg against Olympique Lyon. The Bayern Munich coach Louis van Gaal has said he will stay with the club next season if they win the treble, reversing a decision he'd taken a few months ago. The Dutchman, who has a contract until 2011, has already secured the German League and Cup double in his first season in charge, and victory over Inter Milan in the Champions League final on Saturday would deliver the first ever treble for a German club. The Arsenal defender William Gallas has retained his place in France's World Cup squad, but the head coach Ramon Domenech says he must prove his fitness after a calf injury by the end of the month. Karim Benzema, Patrick Vieira and Samir Nasri were three high-profile omissions from France's initial 30-man preliminary squad, which has now been reduced to 24 ahead of a training camp in Tignes. The FIFA Ethics Committee is to look into comments made by the former head of the England team bidding to host the World Cup in 2018. Lord Treisman stepped down from his post at the weekend after he revealed in a secretly recorded conversation that rival bidders, Spain and Russia, were preparing to bribe referees at this year's World Cup. More from our sports news correspondent, Gordon Farker.
Less than 24 hours after the publication of the damaging article, Lord Treisman had stood down from his bid at FA roles, embarrassed by the secretly recorded conversation in which he speculated that Spain and Russia might be colluding to bribe World Cup referees and do deals over votes. On the face of it, his remarks contravene the rules of bidding, and FIFA has asked its ethics committee to investigate. The 2018 team say they'll cooperate fully with FIFA and believe both they and the FA dealt with the matter swiftly and correctly. The bids were warned at the start to abide by the regulations which forbid making negative comments about each other. England will say these remarks in no way reflected their view, were those of an individual, and point out he's no longer in charge.
The England cricket selectors and management team have been credited with masterminding the team's victory at the World 2020 in the Caribbean. England's 7-wicket win over Australia in the final brought them their first ever international one-day title. The former England captain, Mike Gatting, says the squad now needs to keep the winning mentality usually associated with the Australians.
That comes from the sort of repetition of winning, and you know, the guys have enjoyed what they've done. They've enjoyed the hard work, and it is hard work, and it is about, you know, not letting that slack. And when you do build that confidence, you get that sort of, you know, if you want to call it arrogance, it's about knowing that you can do the job you need to do, and actually carrying those sort of things through and forward. And if you can keep doing that on a regular basis, then your confidence just goes sky high, and you expect to do what you do, which is perform at the very highest level.
That's Mike Gatting. Tennis now. David Nalbandian has pulled out of the French Open with a hamstring injury. The Argentine, who struggled with injuries for the past year, says he hopes to be fit for Wimbledon, which begins on June the 21st. He reached the Wimbledon final back in 2002, losing to Leighton Hewitt of Australia. Nalbandian had surgery on his hip a year ago and returned to the tour in February, but withdrew from his first tournament back with a leg injury. This year's French Open begins on Sunday. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, and remember you can find more on our website as well, which is located at bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London.